There you go. Have you ever been on a walk? Easy question. Most of you should say yes to that, really. Normally we do have to get up and walk. It's quite simple. When I read scripture, my mind tends to go on a journey. And one of the scriptures that I find a little strange in some ways, and in some ways as if we've lost something. Right at the beginning of the Bible, you'll find Genesis, and it's the creation which it talks about in Genesis, and part of that scripture, part of that story, is once God has created everything, He's created man and woman and the garden, there's a little verse within Genesis 3 which in some ways really gets at me. It says in Genesis 3 verse 8, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Now you might think, well, that's just part of the story, really. But part of this verse is very special to me and makes me think of what seems to be a completely different time. A time when God was with us in what seems to be a completely different way. So close to man. So close to his creation. In this descriptive verse, it's as if you could physically touch him. It's obvious that they could physically see our God. To know him. To know his glory. And to feel his presence. Also, what strikes me in this verse is the feeling of constancy. As if he was expected to be there. When we read scripture, particularly I think Genesis, in the descriptive manner, it seems like creation was done very rapidly. It speaks of creation over a period of days. It moves along in the storyline of Adam and Eve, seemingly very quickly. I think it might have been stretched out over a much longer period of time. It seems as if quickly from the creation of man It moves to his fall. The way I read this verse, it's as if man and his wife would regularly expect God and his presence. A time when they would walk together, they would talk together. They would know God. Then when I, like I say, when I read this scripture, I find it a little upsetting. I get the feeling of sadness. What did man do to spoil this? We all know how the story goes on. And the debate as to did he fall or was he pushed? But this morning, I want to give you some good news. This morning, I want to tell you that this relationship hasn't ended. And just as God came down in the cool of the evening and walked with Adam and his wife, that experience is available to you and me. That relationship hasn't ended, and God still wants to walk with you and me today. Later on in Scripture, in Leviticus 26 verse 12, it reaffirms this to us. It says there, I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. That might strike you as being strange. How can this be? How do we experience his presence? How do we experience his consistency in our lives? How do we experience his power? I ask you again for you to think. Do you go for a walk? Do you go for a daily walk? Can we expect a godly experience on a daily basis? Or did it all end in the garden? Is it something that's not a reality in our lives? Is the Christian walk a lonely walk? The answer to that question as to whether you can expect a godly experience daily is quite simply yes. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Saviour, a difference has been made. That experience, that garden experience, has become a reality for you and me. That difference of not, in some ways, if you want to put it, walking alone, has become a reality in your life. The door has been opened and God has come in. In 2 Corinthians 6:16 it says, "For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." The only thing that's stopping an Eden experience for you and for me is if you hide behind the trees. Think of that first verse which I read. And in that first verse, Adam and Eve hid. The God experience, the God presence, the God walk, God in reality, He was there. It was Adam and Eve that were hiding. I enjoy a good walk. Sometimes my legs feel different and they're not too bothered about going on the walk. But I do enjoy a good walk. But what a difference it makes when you're walking with God. What a difference it makes when God is the reality, when God is present, when God is at the side of you. Or are you hiding behind the trees? Are you holding something back in your lives to miss out on this God experience? It may not be the cool of the evening, it may not be the dawn of the morning, but God's presence is there always. God's presence is there to bless each and every one of us this morning. The only thing that is stopping that blessing, or can stop that blessing, is you. You can quite simply hide behind the trees. Don't know about you, But I certainly want to experience the Garden of Eden every day. I certainly want to step out in the morning and know that God is in my presence and know that I am walking in His presence. What an experience each of us can have. What a reality, mind-blowing experience we can have. So often we read in Scripture of how many prophets and great people in the Bible that had close walks with God and had near God experiences, but they had to hide themselves because of the mightiness and the powerfulness of God. I think this morning we don't need to hide ourselves. We can have that total presence feeling. As if you could reach out and touch Him. As if you could reach out and know the glory. As if you could reach out and feel His presence. Amen.